Welcome everybody, Shir number 1510. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov. Ben Rabbi and Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Rafu Shleima Rav Yeshua Levi Ben Brindel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about what one could talk about, what one cannot talk about on Shabbos Kodesh. So we started talking about last time, we said that our simon is simon Shin Zayin, Dine Shabbos Atluyim Bedibor. What one could talk about. And in there is mixed in a lot of halachas in reference to Amir La'akam. In other words, talking what you could tell a guy, what you cannot tell a guy. We mentioned last time that just to be careful, we're not going through all the halachas of Amir La'akam, but just what cross references into Simon Shin Zayin in reference to Dibur talking, we'll mention tidbits here and there. So the Sefer Shoina Halachas, we've been going a little bit through the Sefer Shoina Halachas, he brings down an Ois Gimel. Okay, he says like this, in conjunction with the Shulchan Aruch and Mishabura, also Loima Lagai, you can't tell a guy, Afilu Me Erev Shabbos, Halach, even from Erev Shabbos, interesting, even from Erev Shabbos, right? You're telling the guy in Erev Shabbos what's wrong, right? You're not talking on Shabbos itself, but even from Erev Shabbos, Halach Basar Zeh, Uvashaloyser B'Shabbos, Letzorkecha. Take this meat and cook it up for yourself on Shabbos. Now you're telling the guy, there's two things over here. You're telling the guy to do it for himself, number one, and you're telling him on Erev Shabbos. So what exactly is the problem? But again, the problem is over here, you're giving the guy a commandment, you're telling the guy to do something, right, with your item, your product, you're telling him that's what you tell him, Halach Basar Zeh, you give him the meat, they take this meat, right, whatever the case is, and cook it up, and you're telling him to cook it for himself on Shabbos. So even though you have those two things, it's from Erev Shabbos, and you're telling the guy to do it for himself, well, the bottom line is, you're telling it to him, you're telling him to do it, and it's your item. And there's a whole machlokes in conjunction how that works even during the week in reference to Nevela, whatever. Okay, we're not going to get into that whole thing right now, but the Sefer Shana Halachas actually brings it down a little bit from the Shulchan Aruch, which talks about it in Hilchas Shabbos, but I don't want that. We're going to skip that part. We're trying to stick to the Hilchas Shabbos part. And move on from there. So then it goes further and says that Vafilu Ein, it says the Shana Halachas further. Vafilu Ein is a nice of a love, even even if you, in other words, you don't have to support him. Like sometimes there's a live-in maid, right? A person has a live-in maid or something like that, and she's a goyet or whatever, and you have to support her, you have to pay her, you have to give her food to eat and so on, stuff like that. So you'll tell her, take this meat and cook up this meat, whatever the case might be. But over here, it's not the case. Vafilu Emes Enos of Alav tells us the Shana Lachas. She's not really working for you. Vena Yisrael Mishana Klal Mim Lachazu. And the fact that you tell the malacha to do that, you tell the guy to do it, you're telling the guy to cook it up, even though it's for himself. I'm not getting any pleasure out of this whole thing, right? Well, the guy puts on the light for you, okay, it's a problem. It's a problem you get pleasure from. If the guy cooks for you, you're getting pleasure. But here, you're not getting any pleasure. He's cooking it up for himself. What's the problem? But still, he can do it. And not just that, even from Arab shops and even for himself. I feel a mutta lay malay, even if you get to tell the guy, right? You're going to tell the guy on Shabbos itself, kach basar, take this meat, shalcha, right? Kach basar shalcha, take your meat. And let's say now, a case in time, the guy has his own meat, right? For example, whatever the case is, vashle the tzarkacha, take your meat and cook it up for yourself. So then, kevish loy hayadav shal yisrael, may oilam klav, agai oisa. Okay, before we get to that, I just want to backtrack a minute. The Mishabura actually in Sifkat and Ayin Dalid over there in our Simon Shin Zayin, he actually says not just to give to he brings from the other rabbi, others that you can't just not to give him the meat and say cook for yourself the meat on Shabbos, but he says even from the Eliyahu rabbi Tosfos, whatever, he brings the Bruce from the Rush that a Jew is even forbidden to give a non-Jew, right, meat on Erev Shabbos. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos. He's going to give him the meat on Erev Shabbos. It would be even be also and to tell him to cook it for himself on Shabbos. Even that far you can't go. I'm Eliyahu Rav Shechich Mi Tosfos. Again, I Sifkat Nayin Dalit. Eliyahu Rav Shechich Mi Tosfos Verosh Vav. But Erev Shabbos. Even Erev Shabbos also lead to Le'ni Yehudiv Loim Eloi Bishvil Shabbos La'atzmai. Oh, so what I mentioned before, what I just want to finish off with is that in Sifkat Gimel, Ayin Gimel, Sifkat Nayin Gimel, said Mishmur says, nevertheless, it is, and we'll read it from the Shein Halach, the first of Mishnah Berurah, in Sifka Nayin Gim, nevertheless, it is allowed to tell a non-Jew that to do a labor, to do an act for himself. For instance, a Jew may tell the guy to take this meat of yours, you brought meat somehow, whatever the case is, take your meat and cook it for yourself, right? Or give others instructions of a similar nature, something along those lines. But here's the punchline, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, Sif Katan Ayin Gimel, for since the article, this meat, or this item, whatever it is, the Yid tells the guy to prepare, the non-Jew to prepare, does not belong to a Yid. It doesn't belong to you, it belongs to him, it's his, right? His or hers, or the maid, or whatever. It does not belong to the Yid at all. And in addition, the guy does not labor entirely for his own benefit. The creeper prohibited instruction of non-Jew to labor does not apply to such a case. Okay, but be it as it may, just to finish off, so that's what the Shein Halacha is saying. Bottom line, be it as it may, just to finish off, so that's what he says. Avo muta loymer b'shabes, in Ois Gimel, muta loymer loy b'shabes, kach basa, to take, the Shein Halacha is going off that Mishnah Berurah, take kach basa shalcha, take your meat, uvash loy l'tzarkacha, and cook it up for yourself. Kevin, obviously we're talking about a case, he's not going to make the place treif. He has his own stove, his own microwave. Sometimes, you know, like I remember in our store, we used to have the Goyish workers used to have their own microwave, something like that, right? So obviously, he's not cooking it in your oven. He's not cooking it in your stove. Obviously, he has a treif. So that he has his own thing. Kach basa shelcho vashle letzarkecha, or it's outside his microwave, or whatever the case is. In a case in time that it would be allowed, als kashvis. So that's I'm putting that as a disclaimer. But als the Shabbos part, that's what we're saying. You could tell the guy, take your meat and cook your meat for yourself. It was never the Yid's. It's always belonged to the guy. He brought his own meat. He brought his own equipment, his own meat. So it was, number one, it never belonged to the Jewish person, the meat. And number two, and the guy is doing it for himself. So therefore, we're going to say in that only in that case it would be allowed. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.